Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Today on the show, we will talk to our baseball insider from ESPN, Buster Olney. Then at 7:30, I have no sense of time. I want you to know that. So take no disrespect from this when I ask you these things, right?
No, I don't.
Were you here the last time we had Billy on the show?
No.
Okay.
No.
You'll love Billy.
Oh,
to
Billy.
To the point where you'll say, oh, Billy. Or you'll say, oh, Billy.
Yeah, Billy Baru.
Billy Brimblecom, who, you know Thunder Gong.
I do.
Right?
Yes. That's...
Jason
Sudeikis, correct?
Me being the biggest Jason Sudeikis fan on the show, went right to Thunder Gong.
Wow.
I was on the guest list.
Well, I mean, when you love him as much as you do, I don't know if I know anybody who loves Jason Sudeikis. Although he did go to my grade school. Did you know that?
Well, then you're number two. Being on the guest list, I went. And let me tell you something. That was one of the most enjoyable, energy-filled events. I just don't want to call it a charity event because that doesn't do it justice. That was one of the most entertaining, fun nights that I can remember with Susan St. John by my side. Great music, great performances. It was awesome. And Billy was last in to promote that. And I remember we talked about him coming back in the month of April. And lo and behold, it's April. He reached back out, and I had you book him. And he's coming in here to talk about Steps of Faith. And that's the organization that benefits from Thunder Gong. And he will be here at 7:30. So that'll be fun. You going to hang around for that one, or you got business someplace else?
I was a part of the interview last year from a remote location.
Where were you sitting at when you went to Thunder Gong?
I didn't get to go to Thunder Gong.
You could have.
Could I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
I can't remember if I was out of town or what I had.
You were doing something, but I was sending you videos. I like.
Yeah, you were definitely
no, but I told you, this is, this is awesome. No, I wanted you to know how awesome it was.
What happens when you poop on
the road? This is so good. This is so entertaining.
You think I need somebody to encourage me to want to be around the people from Ted Lasso?
I stopped trying to figure you out a long time ago. I don't assume anything. And so I tell you. I just try to tell you. You know?
That's really cool that it was you trying to just show me how great it was. It seemed like you were bragging to me about how awesome it was because I wasn't able to go.
No.
And you were.
Chose not to, but I was telling you, man, this is really great.
Yeah.
Because very rarely in my life anymore does something exceed my expectations.
Right.
And that's the truth.
Right.
You know?
You have very lofty expectations.
Right. And it was fantastic. So.
I'm trying to remember what was going on, but I did not want to miss it because, as you know.
I repped.
I'm a fairly big fan of Jason Sudeikis and Ted Lasso.
He's so talented. His ability to sing.
Yeah. Well, and then Hannah Waddingham. I saw the video of her singing.
I sent you a video of her singing.
Yeah. Amazing.
the song from the Lady Gaga movie.
Shallows.
Shallow.
Yeah, they did a duet, right?
It was great.
Man.
Great. I'm sure Jake realized this, but, you know, not only is she one of the stars of Ted Lasso, such an important part of this show through a previous role that she had. Do you know who?
Shame.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is what I felt not being able
to go to Thundergong last year.
Right.
Shame.
I felt like that. So we'll talk to Billy. Maybe you can find a way to go this year.
I hope so.
Well, either way, I'll be there. And you know who headlined it, Jake? You fan of Nathaniel Ratliff?
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Daniel
Ratliff.
No. No, Harry Potter did not.
Sorry, no. And then I that's the first Ratliff that comes to mind. Like, wow,
you're Harry, supposed to be the music guy here,
Harry Potter.
Yes, I do know Daniel Ratliff now.
What about Nathaniel? Like,
wow. Yeah,
he's a real showman. Well, you know.
The song S.O.B.?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
He was great. He did 3 or 4 songs, and he brought the house down, so.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of him.
Fantastic live performer.
I just get him mixed up with Harry Potter once in a while.
Well,
I was out of town. I looked back at the calendar. I was out of town.
You don't know what you were doing.
I had my schedule here.
I have no idea where you were or why you were there.
I just remember I was having a lot of FOMO.
Right. Well, we'll talk to Billy about that. And then Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman. I got in an argument with Gary Dieter yesterday for some reason.
So hard to do.
Instead of texting on Instagram messages. Because sometimes I make the mistake of including him when I see a clip of something that I think he would think is funny.
Yeah.
And so I sent him a clip of Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia getting into a scuffle on the observation deck of Empire State Building. I sent him that, and he replied, "Boxing sucks, bro." I replied, "Better than that blank UFC 300 main event," laughing emoji, crying emoji. And he said, "You sound dumb as blank." And I said, "Almost as dumb as saying that fight was going to be great."
Oh, boy.
And then he said, "I'll see your blank tomorrow." And then I said, "Can't wait for you to see Nate," double laughing emoji.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Must tune in radio at 8 a.m.
That's going to be awesome.
I want you to hide. And then when they come in here, I want you to just
zoom by.
Zoom down.
Zoom by the window.
This isn't good. Wait until they're in here.
Yeah.
Well, that could be until 8:30. But wait until at least one of them's in here.
Well, Sherman will definitely take your seat if you're not staring in it.
But then just zoom by.
Zoom by ya. Just wave.
Yeah, Mr. Zoom by ya. There you go, Gerard Dyson.
The only thing you got to worry about is Sherman might come early, you know, and so I got to...
I'll get out of here. I'll handle
I'll put a little break.
Billy Brimblecom.
Oh, I see what you're doing now.
Go hide in the kitchen. Yeah. We'll call you.
Take a break. Go get us some coffee.
And then, Jay can't find any. He's Superman.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's coffee.
He's not happy.
I was going to be mad. I didn't bring coffee.
He's not happy.
I almost sent a text out. But
send a text out.
What happened?
No, to you guys.
Oh.
There's a good chance I'm stupid and I can't find it.
No.
I think we're out of coffee.
Oh, man. That's devastating news. I can't really carry anything.
There's been some change of personnel.
Yes.
And the person that normally would have made sure that the coffee was replenished is no longer here. And so I could see how maybe that could have fallen through the cracks. Like, oh my God, I just throw this out here. Who's responsible for ordering coffee?
Well, my question is, who was the last one to use the end of the last coffee? It wasn't
somebody in sales.
Well, I made coffee yesterday morning.
Somebody in sales.
And there were at least probably one or two pots left.
Whoever stole 2 packets of my oatmeal, somebody in sales. These guys in sales don't care.
F in sales.
They don't care. All right? You leave something out, they're going to eat it. You make some coffee, they're going to drink it, and they're not going to start the new pot.
And if you feed them after midnight, they turn into gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get water on them.
Jesse Newell in the 9 o'clock hour after Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman. So,
we're 1 week away from the NFL draft.
Doesn't feel like it. Feels like it's still far away, but it's right here upon us. And so,
1 week.
I'm very excited about that.
Start the clock.
I've had it really with the mock drafts and everything else. And
right.
Now people just searching for content. Let's just get to the draft. Let's go. Let's roll. Let's make it happen. I'm in.
My favorite mock drafts include a bunch of trades. People who, this team's going to trade for this. Move up. And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's what I hate about mock drafts.
Me too.
More than anything. As far as one.
It's the worst.
So-and-so's new mock draft, which includes 7 first-round trades.
It's horrible. Like, just do your mock draft. If that team was drafting in the spot, who would they take? And just
so-and-so's new mock draft, after consuming 4 edibles, he makes 9 first-round trades.
6 teams move out of the top 12 picks.
No.
Yeah, right. And it's ridiculous. There might be.
You're overthinking. Don't just here's what I want you to do. I want you to make the picks.
For the teams,
yes. So you can indicate to me what you think those teams' needs are, and you're also indicating to me where you think these prospects will
line
go.
Up. Yeah,
I don't need you to tell me. Well, I think Carolina's going to move back into the first. You don't know that.
Commander's moving right. up, taking the Broncos.
There was one. There was one I saw the other day that had the Chiefs moving into the top 10.
I mean, hey.
Well, no. For a tight end.
Yes. Do it. Come on, Veach.
You know what it would take to move up into the top 10 for the Chiefs?
Yes, because someone did a mock draft of it.
What'd they say? I mean, that's like 2 first rounds.
Okay.
You better get the next Kelsey.
I follow Patrick Allen, VP of content at Fansided.
Hey, Pat.
And co-hosts the Arrowhead Addict podcast. Maybe you need to get him on. He made me laugh out loud because he posted this and he said, "With all due respect, this NFL.com draft trade idea for the Chiefs is psychotic." And so here's what it was. So this is they had this at NFL.com. Okay, here, look at this, Jake. It's all nice and put together. This is what it was. Chiefs receive 2024 first-round pick from the Bears, number 9 overall. Bears receive 2024 first-round pick, number 32. 2024 second-round pick, number 64. 2024 fourth-round pick, number 131. 2025 first-round pick. So 2 firsts, a second, and a fourth to move up to 9.
Veach ain't doing that.
Veach is aggressive.
Yeah, he's not stupid, though.
It would be even spicier for the Chiefs to nab tight end Brock Bowers, barring someone else jumping on Bowers even earlier.
You know, look, if they move up and they, like, took Alt or something. Okay.
Alt.
Yeah.
Or Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right.
Short of those two.
Yeah. No chance.
This is what I'm talking about.
This is what I'm talking about.
There's too much time on hands
now. They just signed a free agent tight end. They have Travis Kelce.
Check out this mock draft trade I've just come up with.
They're basically giving up on the 2024 draft for a tight end and giving up their next year's number one. A first, a second.
Well, yeah, that's what it is.
And then next year's first.
There you have it.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
No way.
You're right.
No way. Not ever.
So, the Royals split doubleheader with the White Sox.
Man, Salvi almost was the hero in both games. He had that home run to be the hero in the first game, and then he took one to the warning track in the ninth inning.
Oh. Thank you, my friend.
That would have been epic.
This offense needs to wake up. Wasting good pitching. Well, they only lost one game of the two. But still, just, you know, every starting pitching performance is worthy of a victory. And it's like it's what, Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby Wood Jr. Outside of that, everyone's slumping.
Yeah. Melendez is cold.
Everybody else.
Yeah, everybody. And they're not getting anything from the bottom of the order. We got a home run from Renfro yesterday, but his overall numbers are nothing.
Yeah, they're included in the everybody. So, everybody. All of them.
Yeah.
At the same time. Well, for a while, they were all hot at the same time. And Vinny wasn't. Then Vinny got hot, and everyone else, well, that's why you'd love to see. Hey, I'm not going to complain too much. They're still in a good spot. But things even out for everybody and just be more consistent. You know what I mean? Instead of 11 runs, one run. 11 runs, two runs. Let's get some 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, I don't know.
Spread it out. Well, and look, the pitching's not going to stay this hot all season. It might be good all season, but it's not going to be this good all season, so you got to take advantage of it.
Well, we got our first non-believer ready to jump off the bandwagon. There he is.
Do you think their top three starters are going to maintain sub-2 ERAs all year?
Headline from the Border Patrol. Nate Buchady, Royals starting pitching, not this good. I'm looking for clickbait here. No, it's not, but you know what? I've seen other Royals starting pitchers in the past off to a fast start, and you look at like, boy, this is nothing but smoke and mirrors. This guy's gonna get rocked at some point. But I can sit here and tell you, I don't know how good Cole Reagans is. I don't know what his ERA is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, like in Lugo, no, he's not this good, but he was a good starting pitcher last year for San Diego. So he'll come back down to earth, but he ain't falling off the table.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I'm not suggesting
Brady,
that.
Brady Singer, at least like with Waka and Lugo, their body of work suggests that, no, they're not Cy Young candidates, but also, no, they're not going to fall apart.
Right.
Cole Reagans and Singer, I'm not willing to put any ceiling on them. I don't know. You got Buster Olney in here touting Cole Reagans as a Cy Young candidate. What could his ERA be? You put some limits on him.
Well, it's 1.93 right now. If we had to do a underdog fantasy and pick higher or lower, I think his ERA at the end of the year will be bigger than 1.93.
Sure.
How much bigger? I'm not saying. Look, I think they're really good. Seth Lugo's is 1.05.
No, but they're still going to be good.
Yes. Yeah.
I believe.
Yes, I do too. I'm just saying they're not going to be this hot all year. So you got to pick up the offense a little bit. You know, you got to take advantage of it when they're pitching this well.
Right.
Just like when.
Hey, I'm with you on Lugo, I'm not saying nothing about Cole Reagans. His stuff is so good, and you hear so many things. Yeah. I mean, you compare him to, not you, but people out there compare him to Jacob DeGrom. You look, if you're comparing him to the best of the best, what's the best of the best? So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's the same thing like with Bobby Wood Jr. What's his ceiling? I don't know. Do not know. It might be something even more than I think, so. Two guys, and that's what's so exciting about it. You have two legitimate superstar caliber players, and the sky's the limit. Who knows what they are? But yeah, Lugo, we'll come back down to earth. But I think it's reasonable to hope that Lugo and Waka could finish with ERAs in the threes like they did last year.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Singer, who knows? Cole Reagans, I don't know.
Well, just for reference, there wasn't a single pitcher in Major League Baseball that had a sub-2 ERA last year. That's all I'm saying. I mean, Blake Snell had the best ERA.
You're out
baseball,
there on a limb. I get it, but, you know.
That's all.
Right. They're change of headline. Nate says Lugo will not have an ERA in the ones.
I stand by it.
Well, we got some pretty good clips to play today. Some really interesting talking points coming up. So the Royals, still, hey, they won the series. They split the doubleheader. You can't get spoiled to think, well, they have to beat the White Sox every time. Can't. That's the nature of baseball. It's very difficult. Even though the White Sox are really bad, it'll be fun to play them all year long. So, I did see there was some buzz last night on Twitter that some interesting players were pulled from their games last night. Michael Massey, who hit another home run. You look at his numbers at Triple A's raking. He hit games, back-to-back home runs in the last two games. He was pulled early, and so was Drew Waters, who's been swinging a hot bat. So, I mean, Massey's coming back. We know that. So you expect Massey back Friday. What about Drew Waters? Is someone else going on the IL? Is there another move to be made? Or does it have anything to do with Drew Waters coming up? I don't know.
Big series coming up this weekend.
Right.
Maybe a little shot in the arm offensively.
Right. We'll see. Definitely Massey. I've been very anxious to get Massey back. He's swinging a hot bat.
I like him.
And look, Drew Waters, they still think a lot of him. And he's swinging the bat well enough where maybe he can help. But who loses a spot or who goes on the IL? Keep your eye on that. Like Nate said, Royals will be hosting the Orioles this weekend out of Kauffman Stadium. We will take a break. We're going to play some clips that I've sent Jake. Some good discussion points coming up after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, here's a couple of clips that I wanted to play from the world of sports yesterday. Number one is from a reliever that I keep my eyes on in the major leagues. Pitches for the Tampa Bay Rays, Pete Fairbanks. And Pete Fairbanks, formerly of the Missouri Tigers, and he's a really good reliever. But he did not have a good night last night in the 5-4 loss to the Angels. He took the loss. Comes in to close things down and pitches one inning, gives up three hits, two earned runs, two walks, blown save, and a loss. Not a good night for a reliever. But Pete Fairbanks, again, terrific stuff. Interesting guy to listen to when interviewed. And, as Jake points out again, former Mizzou Tiger pitcher. So we follow him. But Pete Fairbanks was not in a great mood after blowing the save. But I thought he did give a thoughtful response when asked about what went wrong last night. Let's hear Pete Fairbanks after the loss last night.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for, you know, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
That's a lot of suck. Let's hear the different.
All encompassing.
Let's hear the different kinds of suck there at the beginning that he described. Pete, you know what? He was mad.
I like it,
but he was somewhat pleasant. Just to the point.
Yep. Respectful to the reporters.
You know, right? He didn't act like a fool. He just told you what he thought.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that, but for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
An all-encompassing type of suck.
Wasn't a specific suck. Right. All-encompassing suck.
Generally suck.
Right.
Yeah, just
a general suck.
Yes. Did you enjoy that description?
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
That is not a Border Patrol liner within 24 hours, then I will be disappointed. The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady.
That's not how you get things done.
That, I don't think Jake could pull it off. Yeah.
That'll never be a part of the liner.
I don't think Jake can do some things, but he can't do that.
Because some would say this show is an all-encompassing kind of suck. So, well, you know,
no, I thought it generally sucked.
Right.
The Border Patrol. Yeah.
I would like at the end there when he goes on, you know.
No, I thought it generally sucked.
Until 10 o'clock, what time is it?
I didn't think it was a specific suck. Yeah. I thought it was like an all-encompassing.
What time is it, 9:44?
Suck. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty
good. Get any ideas? I'd love to hear.
Where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Yeah. Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
I'd try that.
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know. Not going to let it beat me up for, you know, I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the pump and figure it out.
Yeah, he really wants to get in here. He's love to hear it.
Yeah.
You got anything?
15 minutes of sulk.
Ah, 16. Come on, let him 16. Have the full sulking. Okay.
If you got an answer, I'd love to hear.
That's another drop I won. When Nate won't answer my questions, you got an answer I'd love to hear.
You got an answer I'd love to hear.
let's put Pete Fairbanks on our favorite players list.
Yep.
All right. We need to follow him closely. Went to Mizzou, and this guy, you know.
I like him anyway.
I like the way he goes about his business. This guy's just, you know. You got an answer I'd love to hear it. See, Chris Young wasn't nice like that.
No.
See?
Anybody else got any questions?
I'd love to hear.
Right. He genuinely wanted to hear, like, hey, is anybody? I mean, can you...
What do you got for me?
Weigh in on this for me? All right. Here's this other bizarre... This is really bizarre. This is Caitlin Clark in her introductory press conference as a member of the Indiana Fever after they made her the number one pick in the WNBA draft. This is a local Indianapolis columnist, Greg Doyle, who apparently... Well, I knew this before. He is, people do not like this guy.
Man.
Yeah.
And he has a very rocky relationship with many of the people that he covers. And I have, and let me see, I followed him for a long, long time.
He's an interesting cat.
He comes off on social media as an a-hole.
Yeah.
And he wants you to know that he trains in a fight gym, and his background is him hitting some mitts. And he's been, and there's nothing wrong with that, but the way he talks about it and references it, almost in a threatening manner. I don't know. He's just a weird guy on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with him booking shows before.
Yeah,
yeah, interesting guy.
He's just different, man.
Yeah, I mean,
and a lot of people, he's disrespectful towards people that he interviews, and he's disrespectful in press conferences, and he's just looking for clickbait, whatever,
he
man.
He seems kind of aloof to that. Like,
he doesn't care.
Right, right. Yeah, true. He used to be a weekly guest on Renshaw's show. And dealing with him on a weekly basis was interesting, to say the least.
Okay.
To say the least. I mean, I got along with him, but there were days like you catch him on a bad mood, you're like, wow, what a prick.
And that was really before social media. And so
he
has a persona that he plays into, right? And it's always interesting when somebody trips up, whether people rush to their defense or people look at it as an opportunity. Oh, boy, I really don't like this guy. He's disrespected me in the past. Let's tear him down. Let's jump on him.
No benefit of the doubt.
We've seen that.
Yeah.
We've seen that in situations where someone will, you know, whether you get the benefit of the doubt because you've treated other people with respect and you have a good reputation and people want to defend you because you deserve to be defended versus nobody. And people were just trashing him yesterday.
He was getting raked over the coals.
And then he kind of used it as an opportunity to get some clickbait. So he wrote a column all about him. You know, it just, you know, let me apologize. Here's my column. Click on this. And
here's what I meant to say.
Right. So, you know, and so that didn't go over very well either. Anyway, this is what started it all. And then you tell me what you think of this. This is Greg Doyle talking to Caitlin Clark at her introductory press conference for the Indiana Fever.
Hi.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like
yeah,
that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
pretty
let's
cool.
start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
And so what he did was he made the heart.
Heart-shaped hands.
Shaped hands with his. And she does that to her family. A lot of people do that, you know.
Chelsea did that.
Yeah.
Just did that in the end zone after he scored on Buffalo, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know. What did you?
It's weird. It's awkward. I don't know what he meant by it. And I guess, like, maybe I have a tendency to give people the benefit of the doubt, even if, because I don't know Greg Doyle. Like, I know some of what you see. Like, I followed him on social media. I don't usually end up reading his columns because you got to pay for them.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I see that, oh, he's got everybody stirred up today, but I don't care enough to read it. So I don't know enough to have a full opinion about him. I don't know what he meant by that.
I think that part of it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
He's kind of an aloof guy. Like,
yeah.
He's kind of comes off awkward, but
yeah.
Like, when I hear that, I don't feel like there's any malintent.
Yeah, I just can't imagine he was trying to hit on her or something
that.
You know what I mean? Like, it was creepy and weird.
I think knowing that he's going to be covering her for the Indy Star, I think he was just trying to, you know, a little icebreaker. Hey, I know you do this, and not, hey, we're, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he is what would Andy Reid kind of would call him a shock jock. He's got that persona a little bit, so I don't think that was this.
And then people unearthed some really weird tweets that he's made in the past, and it was just, you know.
Oh, man, that's a, like, what? What did...
I'm going to pass on reading those.
Okay.
Nate,
it would be real hard to find.
Go ahead. Any of these you want to read, you let me know.
Okay.
That one? Or you want to read that one?
Okay.
Or you want to read that one? Or do you want to read that one? So,
well,
there's
okay.
No, I guess.
Does that give you a little bit?
I guess Nate doesn't want to read that.
Yeah. Does it give you any more context?
Yeah.
And again, it's like he's a columnist in Indianapolis, so they have a formed opinion of him.
Yeah.
And he has a. He angers people for how he treats or how he questions, you know, the questions that he asks.
Yeah.
What you're saying is accurate, more shock jockish, just to get a reaction. And that's just because that's his reputation. And he comes off somewhat of an a-hole on social media to people. And so that's the persona he's created.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, when he did this, which may not seem like a lot to some people, it's because of that it was him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Versus if somebody didn't have, you know, that history of,
a buddy of mine texted me, because, I mean, I saw it all yesterday, and he said, yeah, you know, Greg Doyle continues to be a blank word. And I said, is he? I don't know him. You know what I mean? Like, I don't follow him closely enough to know. Like, I knew he was the kind of guy that would go after the ownership of a team.
There's been so many times I was like, dude, why is he such an a-hole to people on social media? Like, what is it? But that's his.
Yeah.
And Jake, you got along with him, but you experienced
them. Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, if you caught him on a bad day, you know, he would seem really irritated. He's like, hey, I mean, I'm just trying to make sure you're good for your weekly spot.
I don't know, man.
You know, look. We all have our different quirks, but when you have the reputation and that stuff is out there, people are going to go find it.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
You're giving them a reason.
Based on previous experience and behavior, that's.
But also, it's like, I think on some level, this is what he wants. He wants people across the country talking about
it. And also, right now, you know.
Can you imagine wanting people to talk about you for being creepy?
People are in love with Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Yeah.
And people, especially in Indiana right now, are so excited to have her there and to welcome this superstar onto their team that hopefully is going to transform their team and the league. And she's right now, how many athletes are bigger stars than her right now in this country?
Well, I mean, her jerseys are flying off the shelf.
Just on Saturday Night Live and everything. And, like, welcome to Indiana. Here we are. We're Indiana. We're your new home. We can't wait for you to be here. And then he does that, and we're like, oh, my God.
It's so weird because it starts off with it seems like him appreciating all that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're here. I love that you're here.
Right.
You know, like, because he knows that this is going to be great for business having you here. You know, and then he does that, and you're like, what?
I don't find anything wrong with what he said. Like, I'm just like, that's a little odd, but I don't think, like, I'm not like, what a pervert.
A lot of people are taking it that way.
Right. But also, we live in a culture that we're dying to cancel people.
Right.
Like, we are just,
and,
we're
yeah,
just, like, we
that's
are,
exactly
we're
right.
just in a hurry to cancel people.
Yes.
But
we're
in
also
in a bigger hurry to cancel people that have treated other people poorly.
Absolutely.
That don't get the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
We're also in a society that is a shifting landscape in terms of the dynamics in the workplace. You know, there are more women in positions of, in the professional world than there have been. Like, when I work, you know, doing work for Apple, we have long webinars about things you should and shouldn't say at work, things you should avoid at work, things that people used to just say casually and jokes people used to make casually that you get in serious trouble if you do that now. And I think that for people that had worked in a previous climate have sometimes a tough time adjusting to it. Think about the shifting landscape of sports in this country. Has there ever been this much attention around the WNBA draft?
Never.
Anywhere close to it?
Nope.
Has there been this much attention on women's college basketball? Anywhere close to it? And all of a sudden, media members who have covered sports one way for a long time, it's changing. And, you know, a joke that you might think is a harmless joke in the past is not anymore. And I'm not defending it at all. I'm saying that it's going to – people that have done stuff like Greg Doyle, and you showed me those tweets, and I'm like, that's like, okay, man.
And probably – I bet those are worse than what he just did there.
Right. But, like, you remember who was the last really controversial columnist in this town?
Jason Whitlock.
Whitlock.
Yeah.
And he was a polarizing figure. Mm-hmm. And if he said something, people would jump all over it. I mean, that's just because they had a knowledge of his personality, knew he was. So this was a bigger deal to Indianapolis people who right away just like, you know what, this guy.
Yeah.
And then people, and it went from there.
Yep.
All right, we got a break. I told you. You guys didn't listen to me. It wasn't going to work out. But you know what, hey, we're going to make it. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
And welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. This is Nate Bucati, joined now by my good buddy Matt Beasler, as it is time once again for our Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City Sporting KC Sporting Samaritan program. And this, I can't believe it, Matt, if you can believe this, ninth year of the program now, that doesn't seem right to me.
Nate, we're getting old, you know? We're getting old. Those gray hairs, one day I'll start having them.
You jerk, yeah. I've got them all right now.
I'm sorry.
I can loan you some. But I tell you what doesn't get old, that's the actual program. And when you get to honor these awesome people that are making a difference in the academic community, in the education community in Kansas City, and that's what the Sporting Samaritan program is all about. And with that in mind, we have our latest Sporting Samaritan joining us on the show now. Inger Lillis, a second grade teacher at Boone Elementary School in Kansas City, Missouri. Inger, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations on winning this honor. Can you just tell me about your experience of when you found out that you got this award and what that was like?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So my husband nominated me, and he's pretty wonderful. He And it was last year. We weren't able to make it last year. And so we've been kind of waiting for the game, but he texted me his essay that he sent, and he let me know that, that he nominated me and that I got accepted. And that was pretty awesome. And we were very excited. I have four boys and they were all very excited to get a chance to go to the game and big sporting fans. So
that's awesome. And so once you found out, that you won the award, I know we have a couple different parts of our program that we honor you with, but the first piece is you do get to take a private behind the scenes tour of the stadium. And I know that's kind of unique because it's empty, which some people have never experienced an empty stadium before. It's a little eerie, but I wanted to ask you about that experience. And then I think Nate will ask you about the actual game you attended. But what was that private tour like of the stadium?
Oh, it was awesome. So I got to bring my husband and my four boys, and we got to just see all the different parts of the stadium, inside and out. We got to meet some cool people that work for Sporting KC and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. My favorite part was going into the locker room and getting to sit and seeing my jersey. My jersey was right there. My son Liam, you know, pointed it out. Like, I hadn't seen that yet. And also when we first walked in, I didn't even notice that I was on the big screen, like everywhere. And some of my sons pointed that out. So that was pretty cool. There was a picture of me with my name real big on every single screen in the whole place. But then we were hanging out in the locker room and we got to see the boot room. The one where that was my favorite place. I don't know all the colors, and that was pretty cool. And then we got to go to the bar in the basement, the boot, I think.
Yep.
That was pretty cool. And I also, my favorite part was the boot part in the very beginning. So
I'm catching awesome. The theme here. We need to build you a closet where you can hold all your shoes like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having one of those as well. Hey, what about going to the game itself? You had a great game, that game against San Jose that Sporting won, but you also got to go around with Matt Beasler, like the mayor of Children's Mercy Park. So what was that experience like?
That was pretty cool. We got to do so many things, but we were down on the field. We were waiting. We got to see all the players walking up with their families. And, we've kind of felt like we were really part of it down there. We got to watch warmups. I loved going up and checking out, the sports announcers. That was pretty cool. I loved my boys getting a chance to see all the different jobs, you know, associated with soccer, even if you're not on the field playing. So, and then it was cool. I mean, it was great. I was very nervous, but it was nice having Matt by my side and, you know, walking on the field and, you know, going everywhere and telling me what to do and when to wave. So, it was great. Matt, you were a wonderful host, and I, you know, my boys, my husband loved meeting you. I loved meeting you.
Well, you did a terrific job, and you definitely are a natural in front of the camera. I know that you said that you were nervous. Everybody says they're nervous, but you truly were a natural. So glad to hear that you enjoyed your experience. And from my perspective, I really enjoyed getting to know your family, and it was fun to see your boys there as well and get to meet them. And Inger told me that it's kind of a special year because her oldest or two of her boys get to play on the same high school team this year as a senior and freshman. And so that was a really fun experience for them. So I enjoyed talking a little bit of soccer with them. They both seem like really good players, and they definitely know their soccer. So we'll have to maybe invite them back to another game. So Inger, I want to transition a little bit just into the classroom side, because ultimately that's what this program is about, is honoring teachers like yourself.
Well, Inger, I think that this has been a great conversation, and I just want to underscore to everybody that's listening right now that the whole point of this program, that we're in our ninth year, which is still just crazy to me to think that we've been doing this for this long, and honoring people like Inger. These are teachers in our community that are making a difference. And look, I think you don't have to be a parent to understand how important teachers are. But I think if you are a parent, you really get a grasp for it. So if you know somebody in your community that is making a difference, particularly as a teacher or even a student, if they're making Kansas City a better place to live, work, and play, nominate them to be recognized as a Blue KC Sporting Samaritan. Go online to sportingkc.com/BlueKC. That's sportingkc.com/BlueKC. And you can nominate somebody. If they win like Inger, then you get to have this amazing experience at Children's Mercy Park. You get your jersey, you get some gear, and you get to come on the show with us as well. So make sure we honor as many of these heroes as we can. Inger, thank you so much for the time and congratulations, and thanks for what you do for our community.
Thank you so much for having me. And I have felt special throughout this entire process. So I just appreciate you guys.
Great. Well, we appreciate you. And that's the whole point. Matt, keep doing what you're doing. We'll talk to you again here real soon. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good. Inger, thank you. It was great to meet you. And we look forward to staying in touch as part of the program.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.